Welcome, movie fans. I am David from ThatMomentIn.com. And up next, our review of Misconduct. Misconduct is a 2016 crime thriller about a young and eager lawyer attempting to take down a pharmaceutical kingpin, only to become entangled in a web of conspiracy and murder. This is a bad movie. I say that from the start because there will be moments while you're listening to this that sentiment might not be clear. In a film with absurd twists and questionable acting choices and confusingly motivated characters, there are a surprising number of things that stimulated that little patch at the center of my brain that responds with keen interest to something challenging in a film. It wants to be pressed and wants to search for clues and scour details, and as such yearns for that moment when the revelations dawn. Misconduct triggered that response in me often, but, like an itch impossible to scratch, ended up with me frustrated and numb. It begins as far too many films do these days, with a hook that sends you back in time to play catch-up. In this case, a disagreement of sorts between Elder Arthur Denning, played by Anthony Hopkins, a supremely wealthy pharmaceutical mogul, and Emily Hines, played by Mylene Ackerman, a supremely beautiful trophy girlfriend who is unhappy with him for, well, it's not really clear. Maybe because he tells her to stop acting like a child, to which she responds by huffing and puffing and storming away. Actually, I was a little wrong there. The film really begins with a long, slow tracking shot off the head of a bugler statue, punctuated by a sharp tweak from a full-string section that felt like the beginning of an 80s Brian De Palma film. And if you're curious about what things trigger that mechanism in my brain, this is one of them. Talk about a great start, or rather a credit sequence. So after Emily goes off in that fury, it's not long after that Arthur gets a text message with a disturbing image of her with a bruised face and a death threat. In come two-person hostage negotiation team led by Jane Clement, played by Julia Stiles. And after some back and forth, Denning ends up in an art gallery with a duffel bag stuffed with millions, where he punches a man in the face, much to everyone's surprise, considering the man is only the curator. And then the screen flashes that one week earlier, and it's off to the races of sorts as the story fills in all the details, adding a number of characters and plot points that lead back to the museum, which, it turns out, is still only the halfway point, and we've still got another hour to go. The first of these other characters is Ben Cahill, played by Josh Duhamel, a young but highly skilled lawyer looking to claw his way up the ranks in the firm. He's not the most ethically minded guy, but manages to keep things looking legit. Still in one week earlier territory, he gets an invite on a social media site to be friends with a woman named Emily. Yep, that Emily. Turns out they were a hot couple a while back, and she's looking to rekindle, it seems, though there is a snag. Ben is married to Charlotte, played by Alice Eve. However, the two aren't exactly riding a wave of marital bliss after suffering a miscarriage, and when Ben meets Emily in a bar, her in a swanky, skin-tight black number that begs for roaming eyes, his fidelity is tested. And yet, he stays true, even when he goes to her place and she's stripped to the buff. One thing he does take from her, though, is information. One of the reasons she invited him up in the first place was to share some insider bits about Denning, and now, in Ben's hands, he could build the case to bring down the giant, though not entirely legally. In steps Charles Abrams, played by Al Pacino, Ben's boss, a supremely wealthy, well, you get the idea. Oh, and there's also a dying Asian man on a motorcycle. Directed by Shintaro Shimosawa in his debut, Misconduct is a curious disaster that starts with that opening shot, one that sets a trend throughout the film and becomes nothing more than a labor trick than something significant. Going back to De Palma, his sensational slow tracking shots away from the action always revealed something else important, another thread of the story that we knew was headed for a collision of sorts. Shimosawa pulls away from the action in devastatingly slow tease to reveal, well, nothing but a fade to the next, and while some of these moments are admittedly gloriously photographed with some great work that build tension, they are empty vessels in the end, pretty to look at, but with no value. Both Pacino and Hopkins are bland, with Hopkins of late seemingly settling into this high-powered bad guy role. Stills is utterly wasted, and Eve is practically catatonic throughout, ending up in a reversal that comes way out of left field. The potential here is great, and while the premise has some legs, it crumbles under its own pretense, with logic and believability wholly abandoned. Our score, 1 star. Thanks for listening. For more reviews and daily posts, head on over to our website, ThatMomentIn.com.